Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is the series event before November 2024, before the election. All right, start with it. I'm not going to read all of this. We've read it several times, but this is from Chris Reed, and he's saying, if you read the bottom area there, there's going to be a serious event happen before the elections 2024. He said this event caused absolute chaos and affected the elections in the U.S. in November 2024. He said this, I'm just going to read part of it. You can pause, read the rest of it if you want to. This event right before the election caused a major division of America right before and during the election time. Now, the point I want to get to today is, what is the serious event? The dream shifted. I was then in 1968. I was given an old newspaper with the headline, Assassination of Two Major Leaders in the Same Year of the Chicago Convention. Now, why did the dream have that in it? Well, I can't escape that it's giving a message. It doesn't just, a dream just, God doesn't just say something to just say it, okay? If he says it, he means it. Assassination of two major leaders. I can't help but wonder if it's saying that the assassination attempt on Trump was one, and that there's another attempt or success coming to him or another person. In other words, it's saying there's something, some kind of an assassination attempt on two major leaders. Now, let's go on. Is that it? I don't think so, but let's continue. America had a huge awakening of awareness of evil and corruption going on in America. That's real important. That, I think, is probably what we're talking about. We can never let this happen again. We can't. Now, a lot of people said that about Butler. I'll just call it Butler. But that wouldn't affect the election. Well, I guess if it had been hit, it would, of course. The dream ended. At the end of the dream, it was July 2025, about 11 months from now. It seemed like most of the chaos ended in the nation and that things were starting to heal by July 25. It started in April, May 24, ended by July 25. The baby, new nation of America was being born around January 2025. So it's saying, now you remember Vicki Parnell was told that she was, the angel Gabriel appeared to her, gave her the death certificate of America and had her sign it. And we've talked about this. The all capital United States of America Corporation has been bankrupt for 6 or 7 years now. And the skinny on the internet is that they're going to come up with a new called Republic of the United States. So this fits. A new baby nation of America is being born around January 2025. And about that same time of the inauguration, this baby was born, and the thing that happened right before the election was almost like it went into Braxton Hicks contractions. In other words, this is saying that there's an event going to happen that is going to expose a lot of corruption. Let's go on. You can read that if you want to. But the dream seems to portray a traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections, lasts for several months, ending in a new birth in January 2025 and an entirely new nation by July 2025. That's what it's saying. Now, we're trying to discuss today what is the serious event. Is it the Trump assassination attempt? I don't think so. Fall of the dollar? Probably not. Earthquake? Probably not. Suitcase nukes? Probably not. The internal revolution? I'll tell you why I don't think it's the internal revolution. I think it's probably the draining of the swamp as in massive arrests. And apparently, that's not the internal revolution. Now, reason I say this is because this is real important. This comes from Zero Hedge. Says, Biden's Freudian slip says, if Trump wins, there'll be no peaceful transfer of power. The interviewer asks President Biden a question. Are you confident that there will be peaceful transfer of power in January 2025? Biden was asked. Biden says, and I'm going to read this twice, and then I'm going to play the video of him saying it, because I want you to look at it. It's really, really important. He says, if Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. But then he corrects himself. He says, I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. Well, maybe it's either way. If the right wins, there's blood. If the left wins, there's blood. Or you might say it, either way, there's going to be arrests. Now, I've talked about this before. The skidding on the internet is that when RFK was assassinated, the military intelligence said, we've had enough. We've had enough of these people killing our people, and they decided to do something about it. Apparently, this is them deciding to do something about it. So here's Biden. Watch him say it twice.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
Now let's jump to further confirmation. Barry Wunsch, June 12, 2024. In this vision, I was immediately taken to the spirit into the United States Federal Reserve server room. It was bright, very well lit, and had rows of racking servers humming along. I watched as a team of highly specialized techs worked behind the servers. They were mostly transparent, and I could see they were connected into the system, some on the inside, more from the outside, all working on the same project. What's the project? They're turning off the Federal Reserve. They're bringing in a new quantum system. That is what it's going to say. You can stop and read all of it if you want to. These Federal Reserve servers were at a maximum capacity and were not going to last much longer. It's not that they're going to last or not. It's that the Federal Reserve, the bad guys behind them, are destroying our current financial system to bring in a new digital financial system. And it causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or the forehead, and then no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. There you go. The system was in trouble and on the verge of fatal crash. Skipping, there was a new system ready to go into place of this old server. It was the quantum system. We've been talking about this for years. Like nothing we've ever seen before, years in development, ready to roll out. It was smaller, more compact, and lightning speed faster than anything before. Well, Henry Kissinger said, he who rules the money system can control the world. That's the bottom part of it. Then we go on. This was new and different technology. This was the future. The Federal Reserve become in trouble before, but never this bad. Agents were pleading with people trying to get this into a new system. That's essentially what this is all saying. Again, you can pause and read it if you want to. It was a powder keg ready to blow. In another room, a team plotting how they could spin this crash to blame on Trump, but that wasn't going to happen. Everything was going to be exposed. This was going to be historic, major breaking big news. The Holy Spirit then spoke to me saying, Barry, it is time for the wealth transfer to be released. It is time to pull the plug on the most corrupt system of all and those who think they control it. So there's a new system coming in, so they say. They are about to lose all control. I'm taking it out of their hands. It will be there to get today and gone tomorrow. The day they have dreaded is upon them. A new day is dawning. Now, what's that saying? It's saying a new financial system, a new government system for America. It's all coming. Now, as it goes through this transition, the prophecies say there's going to be 4 months of financial difficulty, which is why you want to have gold and silver on hand. And remember, Dimitri is told the fall of America starts with an internal revolution. I do not think this is the internal revolution. You would think massive arrests would be the internal revolution, but apparently it's not, and here's why. These are the warnings that were given to Leslie in 2002. None of them have come to pass. Israel will give the Palestinians a state. We were looking for that the early part of this year. Now we're looking for it the early part of next year. If it doesn't happen, we'll be looking for the early part of next year. But this has not happened. Also, these newspaper headlines. She was given none of those who have come to pass. So that's why I don't think it's an internal revolution. Then Chris Reed comes along. He was told that the dollar drops 30% in value. It may have, but there's not any newspaper article saying so. Middle Eastern oil strikes deal with China instead of the U.S. That happened June 9th, 2024. We have not seen this headline, perfect storm, inflation reaches new high. We have seen inflation go up, but we've not seen the newspapers. We've not seen newspapers saying food shortages. So all of this that appeared to be coming to pass in 2024 is not. Now, what does that mean? It may mean that we're looking for it in 25, and that's probably accurate. Now let's jump to Barry once again. He says, I woke up at 1:30. I saw the newspaper headline, Victory, Donald John Trump sweeps the nation. Now, Leslie asked me to remind you, be sure and vote. Don't just assume Trump is going to win. All us Christians got to get out and vote. There was still some work to be done. There was still high tension in the air. I was then taken to a fence outside of the White House and saw a huge crowd gathering. I saw people conspired and engineered evil against go inside the White House with nowhere to run, nowhere to escape. It was the end for them. Military troops supporting the safety enter the White House, escort the bad guys out onto the lawn in handcuffs. Their day was over. The crowd cheered with a great outburst as each group was brought out and put on display. The people in the streets cheered. Patriots were singing anthems and songs, victory in the streets, giving thanks to God. All the corrupted ones were extracted, marched into the streets, surrounded by army, marching them through the streets in humiliation. They were about to face the consequences for all their evil and corruption. They were brought into a portable holding area like a mobile army base. Why army base? Because they're not put into civil trials where they have the right to remain silent, where they have a right to an attorney. They have all these rights. Instead, they're going to be tried in military court. And I know why, but I don't have time to go into that. But anyway, they're in a military tribunal. My understanding is there's three judges, and it's quick and it's swift justice. Boom. They were going on trial facing justice for the highest of consequences and would get all that had coming to them for the crimes against humanity. Then I'm taken to the inauguration. DJT, surrounded by military, inaugurated as the president. There was no showboating. This was serious business. The job was finished in time to heal and rebuild. That would be starting in about January, wouldn't it? I saw the public opposed, instantly see the truth. They could no longer deny. The scuttlebutt on the internet is that they're going to make an 8-hour video that they will repeat three times each day, 24 hours a day, for 10 days. They're showing video proof of all of the evil these people have done. That's the skinny on the internet. I saw big military cargo planes, open ramps, and special teams from the United States load of pallets of legal documents departing to other nations to go and do likewise. In other words, not just cleaning up America, cleaning up a lot of places. Plans were strategically set in place to arrest and bring foreign corrupt leaders to justice. The world will never be the same. I watched them deploy. Now, you notice that phrase there, the world will never be the same? See, that was one of the earlier prophecies that that would be part of it. So apparently, what we're about to see before, that's what they say, before the elections, are massive arrests. Massive arrests. That's what it's saying. Those who were left standing had a great reward. It was revival time, a time to heal, so great things are coming. Now let's jump to Jason Meeks. This whole first page here is essentially saying there was a financial change. Now remember that, financial change. Next thing, I drove home, stopped at a major bank, television screen showing massive arrests. An alert went out on my cell phone. DJT is assuming control as the new president. Same thing the other guys. As a matter of fact, he's about the fourth or fifth person we've got saying that. And he says, the dream man came to me, started crying, saying how all of his evil bosses had been arrested and rounded up, telling me he was now in charge of the bank. He was a Christian and had been praying for the evil to be cleaned up for years. People took to the streets in victory. Then I heard a huge explosion. Okay, did you get that? Okay, so something before the election, and it's something that affects the election, and it's something that puts DJT in charge. In other words, the bad guys, the devil is not going to go quietly into the night. Okay, so when he sees he's lost his government, when he sees he's lost his financial system, just like Benjamin Fulford was told, we've ruled this planet for thousands of years, we'll destroy it rather than give it up. So that's when they pull out the suitcase nukes, according to what the prophecies are saying. Suitcase nuke detonated within the city. He tells about how he jumped and ran. Okay, now let's go to Timothy Dixon. The Lord took both of my hands, skipping on down. The headline of the Washington Post was, "He's back. President Donald J. Trump is back." Skipping down again, you can pause and read all if you want to. Overwhelming truth coming out about the cover of the election now exposed in this takeover of America. What's that, three or four people that were saying the same thing here, okay? They don't know each other. They didn't get together and cook this up. I saw senators, governors, other officials not expected any cheating, seeing video proof that was undeniable. They changed their minds instantly. Things flipped and totally turned around instantly. That's the third person that's seen that. Or is it the fourth one? The news was forced to air this. It was overwhelming. The evidence took over the deep state. About 12, 15 senators, mixed political leaders, saw the video of the silencing of the witnesses. He's told that the name of the video is Silence of the Lambs. It showed hostilities taking place inside the Capitol. Tables were now turned against evil, now revealing the truth. I saw some handcuffed, arrested, others running to avoid arrest. It happened fast. The deep state didn't have time to retaliate. I saw Mike Pence on the steps of the Supreme Court. He was helping overturn this evil. So maybe, either he's repented or maybe he is a good guy. It appears that we have been at war with ourselves, the Civil War, but we never fired a shot. Now, if you want to look at this, you go to badboys.us, I believe it is. Badboys.us. Anyway, normally there's anywhere from 25 to 125 sealed indictments any place in America or all across America at any one time. Now, what's a sealed indictment? It's basically the same thing as an arrest warrant, my understanding, except for it's sealed because they don't want to turn the lights on and all the cockroaches run. They want to get them all rounded up before they start arresting any of them. Right now, this document says there's 459,000 sealed indictments, meaning there's 459,000 people that they are set to arrest, not in civil courts, military tribunals. And in a military tribunal, you don't just try one person or two people. If you want to, you can try 10, 15, 20, 20,000. If they've all done the same offense, they can all be given the same justice and the same trial. Trump reelected as the first president of the new Republic of America. The alliance has confirmed that the goal of defeating the deep state has been far more complex, time-consuming, and difficult than had been anticipated and planned for. This is likely to be accompanied by the much-anticipated mass arrest. There are thousands of sealed criminal indictments ready to be executed. Once DJT is reelected of the Republic of the United States is the correct name, it will awaken readers to help everyone to understand what is going on, explaining the positive nature of the changes that already are occurring and those that are underway. Now let's go to Mark Taylor. When they start rounding these people up from some of these indictments, there could be civil unrest. They're thinking to drop the hammer on a lot of these people, and they're going to be rounding these guys up, and it could possibly end up with some civil unrest. I'll let you read the rest of that, and because of sensitive things, I'll let you read the rest of that, and I'm going to let you read the rest of this. I've said enough. Pray that we won't have any problems with putting this out. And there is much more. There you go. You've got it. So what should you do? You need to ask Jesus to forgive your sins. Ask Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Then ask the Lord to show you what you need to do to get prepared, as apparently the prophecies say this is coming before the election. Get yourself prepared. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians, and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper. And as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. In 2021, I started making bread. And long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph. And I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people. And you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. Three steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order 6 ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, or always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out, josephskitchen.com. And right now, Joseph Kitchen has a summer blowout going on. They're offering red wheat at half price. Basically, buy one pail, get one pail free. Buy one pail, get one pail free of red wheat. josephskitchen.com. If you're out and about and all of a sudden you need gasoline, you need food, and the credit cards aren't working, they aren't taking dollars, then one of the best things to have is right here. It's a prepper bar. Each one of these is a little bit bigger than a credit card. It'll fit in your purse or your billfold, and it breaks into various pieces. So you could give them part instead of maybe more silver, more gold than you need to. Carry it right in your billfold, hold your purse. This particular one is 5 bars. You don't necessarily need to carry 5 bars with you, but you call 844-771-1776 or prophecyclubbar.com, prophecyclubbar.com, 844-771-1776. Okay, the very best offer we have ever had of the Prophecy Club is 40 books for a gift of $100. That is How Pre-Trib Won, Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, God's Warnings to America, Miss the Mark, and The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. I'll explain. As I've said many times, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me a secret door, the word first fruits, which is found in Leviticus and also Revelation, that links the feasts to the prophecies of Revelation. And perhaps for the first time, Revelation can be understood. One prophetic word said, there's a lock. I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you. It will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Secondly, I put together a collection of the very best prophecies from 32 years in Bible prophecy. Dimitri Dudema, Michael Baldale, Leslie Johnson, Henry Groover, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Marie Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more in God's Warnings to America. Also, how do you talk to people about the mark of the beast, especially if they worship another god? Well, simple way is give them this book. It's a quick read. Takes about 3 hours to read it. But if they'll read 2 or 3 pages, they'll probably read the book. And if they read the book, they will never take the mark of the beast. It explains both the mark of the beast and also the number of the name. And it has these pictures in the book. Finally, How Pre-Trib Won. This book explains the truth about the rapture. It gives 4 foundations for the real truth about the rapture. It also answers 25 pre-trib questions. 1 for $20, each one of these typically, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink wrap sets. The very best deal is go to prophecyclub.com and get the entire 40-book set for $100. I didn't cover every verse in the book of Daniel, didn't need to. I just covered the verses that has to do with us end time saints. And it's called Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, 1 for 20, 10 for 30, 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com.